Hello again, and welcome to level 18 of the Bonus Level Podcast. I am, of course, Jack. Alongside me, as usual, Luch and Josh. So, and this week, we have something a little different. We're going to start off with a little soundbite to get everybody riled up. Riled up and wriggling, and then we're going to get right into the topic. So let me play this for you. And yeah.
This is an actual in-game sound from my time playing games when I was 15.
Disclaimer, this is none of us, but enjoy it anyway. Here we go.
Shoot a gun, dog. Learn how to fucking shoot a gun, you riot shield.
What else
are you going to do?
Oh, riot shield. I'm
going to
push you to use riot shield.
Oh, I'm a faggot. What the fuck you want me to use? Shut the fuck up, faggot. Look at you, you're a fucking faggot.
Tell me what the fuck it is, huh? Tell me what the fucking use, huh? Tell me what the fucking use.
So, well, if you haven't or aren't able to tell what that is a short clip from a Xbox lobby, probably circa 2008, 2009.
Yeah,
something like that. It was from
maybe 2010.
Call of Duty: Modern Warfare 2. And you're now asking yourself, okay, why the hell did I just play that? And what did I just listen to? So over the past couple weeks, obviously, you know, us here at the Bonus Level Podcast, we love all things media, entertainment, but also gaming. We're very big gamers, play all sorts of different kinds of games. And, nowadays, all of the games that we play for the most part are online, right? We play games online. And before we lose everybody, what we're talking about doesn't just, you know, relate to games. We're going to get into a broader topic and a broader spectrum of you know, the actual idea of what we're discussing. But we're starting it off with that because it's a very, very direct and, you know, magnified example of what we're talking about. And that is toxicity online. Whether it's behind social media, whether it's behind a game, whether it's just, you know, just behind a computer screen in general, right?
Yeah.
So listening to that, what are your thoughts initially, right?
Toxicity just hearing that off the cuff. Doesn't exist.
I feel like you're trolling.
I'm trolling a little bit. There are toxic people all over the place.
What'd you say, Josh?
I said that just takes me back. Like, I remember those days so vividly, and it, you know, I mean, I feel like that games have done a lot over the years to try to make it easier to mute people, but that's all they've been able to do. Yeah. Like, if there were voice comms in these other games, or like, when we play, PUBG, you immediately, the first thing you do when you start the game is learn how to mute the lobby, because just insanity in there. Like, you get into the lobby and there's just noise, screaming, cursing, racial slur, like everything immediately within 2 seconds of turning on the game. The first button command I learned how to do before shoot was mute the lobby. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing, right? So in that short, that was maybe I played like, what, 20 seconds of that clip. And that clip goes on for minutes. That was like a very, very, like I said, magnified example of what it was like to be in a lobby in a game like that. And it definitely hasn't gotten any better. You know, the only thing, like you said, it's gotten easier to mute people in games. But during that 20 seconds, you heard all kinds of cursing, insults, personal insults. You heard, homophobic references, like all kinds of different things, right?
Yeah.
And that was probably about 10 years ago. And that was the norm back then, right? So now things have gotten even worse as far as, like, you know, what people will say to each other. But it's also, on the flip side, gotten a lot more sensitive, right? So, like, you have to really be careful of what you say in a public setting because everybody's offended by everything. But on the other side of that, you know, the actual toxicity and, like, insults and things – or I feel like 10 times worse. I don't know. That's just my opinion, though. But the reason why we wanted to start it off with that is, again, so showing a magnified example of, you know, what it's like to deal with people that are ultimately hiding behind the fact that they're anonymous, right? That's ultimately what online toxicity, cyberbullying, all of this stuff, that's what it ultimately comes down to. Even if you have like a face and a name, like whether it's social media and stuff, you still feel safe because it's like that person could be anywhere in the world and you're talking to them and you can say whatever you want without consequences.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I mean, chances of a person finding you, I mean, especially like going through the trouble, like, yes, if you really wanted to find a person, you could probably do it. But it's like, at the end of the day, sometimes you just accept your defeat or whatever and go, okay, that person called me some terrible things, but what am I really going to do? Am I going to like go hunt down this person's address who probably lives, you know, halfway across the United States, fly out to his house to do what? Like, chances are he's probably bigger than me.
Like, to knock on the door and be like, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You're not going to show up and like assault them because then you're in trouble. You know, then you're actually facing criminal charges.
Oh, totally premeditated like, too. Yeah. Like, it would take a while to get out there.
They'd probably apologize too. Hey, man, I'm sorry. Oh, I was a jerk.
Yeah, I was a jerk.
It was just a joke, dude. It was just a prank.
Thanks for your apology, bro. But hey, listen, I'm kind of strapped for cash. You think you can lend me some money to fly back home?
So in your opinion, when was the last time you saw like this thick toxicity online? Like how recent?
All right. I got a story for you guys. So, I was playing games, right?
Mm-hmm. What games?
It was Blackout, right?
Okay.
And I was with this group of assholes. Okay. And we landed not too soon. Right. And so we made it inside the building, right? You know, I got my level 2 body armor. I got some good stuff. And level 2 body armor at that time was pretty hard to come by. And this guy just decided to bring the four-wheeler into the building and then run me over for kicks and giggles. as him and the other guy were sitting there laughing at me. I think they even recorded it. And then
I think so. I think I've actually heard of this moment. I think I've actually seen it.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's just toxic people like that, man. You got to stay away from.
Yeah. But in all reality. So like that's obviously not the kind of toxic that we're talking about.
Jack ran me over.
Now, in my defense, I have toxic traits when it comes to competitiveness. All right. Yeah. So, and we can get into that because I have been on both sides of the this whole argument, this whole ideal. I have definitely let loose a string of verbal and mental gymnastics on people to really make them understand how inferior they are. Yeah. To me in every way.
So this is, I definitely have done that. I want to bring up with it is the fact that there are lots and lots of different levels to this. Where like I'm not saying that just all of it needs to be cut out completely. I mean, I played competitive sports my entire life. There was a lot of trash talking on the field between both teams, and it was, you know, generally fun banter. You know, sometimes it was, you know, kind of mean, but at the same time, it was just like, it was a war zone out there on the field, you know, to an extent. So yeah, there was, you know, some aggression and stuff like that. But, you know, what you see online, I mean, you see either that kind of attitude and stuff where there's zero like provocation towards things. You have it where it's like, you know, the punishment doesn't fit the crime, basically. Where like you make a small mistake and it's like, hey, I hope your whole family dies of AIDS. And it's like, all right, you know, that like I accidentally pressed the wrong button in a video game, or I wasn't paying close enough attention. Someone snuck up behind me and killed me. Like, my bad. I made a mistake. Like, why are you wishing my whole family dies? Like, this is, you know, that's, you know, what I'm talking about. Cause I mean, I was looking, like even off the gaming thing, like I was on Twitter today, just kind of browsing through my feed and stuff. And this person was posting, I don't know, apparently, you know, something's always going on in the news or politics or whatever, but someone was posting something. It was a string of stories about some younger, like, black males that have been killed in random situations. Like, one, he was shot 22 times while talking on a cell phone, like, in his own backyard or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know the whole full stories of these things, but, like, immediately, like, reading these, like, my blood started boiling. And I was like, I want to, like, tear into somebody, but I didn't have anyone to tear into, you know? And so, like, I mean, I'm not one of those that, I mean, anyone can look at my Twitter and see that's the most boring thing on this planet.
You know? Should see my Twitter.
You know, I'm not going on there starting fights or anything, but, like, I was getting angered enough that I wanted to start a fight with someone. Like, I wanted to see someone post a stupid comment on there that I could just lay into somebody, because it was some, like, really messed up stuff. And a lot of times, I mean, I'm oblivious to things, because I'm, you know, I got kids, or I'm working, or I'm, you know, got hobbies that I'm doing, or gaming or whatever, that a lot of times to the outside world, I'm just blind to it. And so sometimes when I sit down and actually look at some of the dirt and shit that's going on in the world, I get angry. And I was ready to just fight somebody, but of course there's no one in the house except for me and the kids. So it's like, you know, I'd have to go online to do it.
Now, can you guys remember a time whenever you were toxic? Because everybody's got a little bit of toxic in them.
Yeah.
Like, well, hold on, Jack. I can say one for you. So we were playing League, right? And Jack has this, like, thing about, like, going silent when he starts to get upset. He doesn't. We'll go into the middle of the match, and if we're doing pretty awful, we'll be like, Jack, they're coming your way, and then we'll hear nothing, right? Just like crickets chirping in the background, and then you'll start hearing, and then you just see just lines of typing going. Nobody's calling.
Yeah. Big facts.
Come on, guys, call you.
Big.
Dad's angry in the front seat.
And we'll just hear and Jack will stay after the game ends, right? After we surrender, whatever happens, Jack will stay muted for about like 4 more minutes, and then he'll just come back and be like, all right, so what are we doing next? Jack's toxic. He's a silent toxic player. I've never heard you verbally.
I've never
heard you like insult someone, but when you hear him go silent and you just hear the, you know that some flame is about to be thrown.
No, for sure. And that's the thing, is that, like, a lot of times it's because, you know, whenever if I'm on a you know, if I'm on like voice comms or we're on Discord or something like that, I'm not about to like be toxic to my friends. Like, every once in a while I'll catch an attitude, and you can hear my attitude, and like you can tell that I'm disappointed in what's going on. So you're just like, oh shit, he's pissed. Yeah. With what's happening. And it's like, it's not like I'm angry at, you know, any specific person. I'm angry at the game. So then, like, I'm getting like passive aggressive, and that's as far as it goes, as far as like verbally. Mm-hmm. And I definitely won't, like, you know, be toxic towards, you know, my friends, even on, you know, in chat, because that's not me. It's at the end of the day, it's a game. What I don't like, what absolutely boils my blood, is whenever somebody else is toxic towards my friends or myself, towards me. Like, my thing is, like, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I draw the line in the sand, and it's like, cool, I can lose and you can be a good sport about it, and I'll say good game. But as soon as you start gloating or start being toxic and you cross that line and you like start insulting me or insulting my friends over a game, then that's where I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to stand here and just be like, all right,
guys,
and take it.
To kind of put this in perspective, they can say one thing, right? One thing. Like, there's a one game, like this character, one of Jack's favorite characters, Ari, and she was doing terrible. And, you know, but Jack wasn't saying anything to her until she said something about us. And then Jack just...
Then but see, that's the thing, is that then it's like, no, I'm not going to stand for it, and you're going to feel the full weight of, again, my mental gymnastics, so that you don't have anything to say it back.
Yeah, and one line though, of thing. That's all they got.
But see, the problem is that so when it comes to, you know, again, going back to the anonymity, right, behind the screen, they can say whatever they want. They can say something stupid and you can rebuttal them and you can be completely 100% accurate. You can be logical and they don't have to take it. They don't have to be like, okay, you're right. They can respond with more toxicity.
And because then even,
and then they can just keep going, right? And then so it's levels and levels and levels of they don't have to sit there and be like, all right, yeah, no, I see your point. Yeah, yeah, you're right. I messed up. That's it. And that's it. There's no, you know what I mean? So that's, and then that all that does is that just snowballs it, because then, you know, you get into a place where you're just like, oh, now I have to try even harder to have a rational conversation, but it's way past that, because they're emotional, or, you know, they're offended, or they're just too proud to be like, you know what? Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Or I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard to admit when you made a mistake, especially like, is this thing like in a game or whatever, if I make a mistake and I'm the first one to go like, man, I screwed up, my B, like I'm quick to do that. My B, like I wasn't paying attention, or I really thought I had him there, or I misclicked or whatever. But if someone goes, what the hell are you doing? You screwed that up. I will defend my actions to the grave, you know, or whatever. Oh, geez. It's, yeah.
And so most of the conversations aren't very intellectual to begin with.
No, for sure.
LMAO, GTFO, yeah. Scrub.
Yeah, they're not.
Alt F4 noob.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not logical. They're not going to listen to reason. And I think that that's even worse. And so, yeah, no, I have traits because of how competitive I am when it comes to games. I have traits of being very highly defensive. And, you know, if somebody else is telling me that I'm bad and the circumstances are completely out of my control. For example, yesterday I'm playing, and for anybody that's listening that plays League of Legends, like, it's a team game and you have to work with your team to win. And when your team doesn't understand the steps that need to be taken to win, and they just think that they need to do their own thing to win, and then it results in maybe you not being able to do to play to your potential, then they just blame you. It's a very, very frustrating thing, because it's one of those things where, like, you can be smarter than them but end up looking worse stat wise because of them not doing what they should be doing. You could do everything right and still lose because of your team, and that can be very frustrating. And so
they're called Yoxpos.
With situations like that, when it comes to, and then again, we're using games as this like stepping stone to go off into a more broader topic. But when it comes to things like that, what does it take for you to see toxicity coming your way and to let the flame burn and, you know, and die out without feeding it and then causing it to be a bonfire? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
for some people, it's as simple as like, they don't have their all chat on. They just don't have it. So they can't see what the other team says. And then if their teammate starts doing the same thing, then they just mute them as well. And it's like that old meme of like, oh, how is cyberbullying real? You know, just walk away from your screen. That's a solution, but not everybody can take that step. Not everybody, like, for instance, me, like, you know, if I told you, like, can you believe this kid? Can you see what he's saying? Like, I'm just typing away, and, you know, Luigi, you're making fun of me because, you know, I have a mechanical keyboard, and it's like, and I'm just going to town. I'm laying into this guy, and it's like, well, you could always just mute him, and you wouldn't see what he's saying. But then I'm like, but then he wouldn't understand that he's wrong, and he deserves to know that he's wrong, right? Yeah. And so that's my logic. So I'm like, no, he needs to know that he's wrong and that he's, you know, stupid and blah 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 blah, whatever it might be. He needs to know that. But at the end of the day, it's like, it doesn't matter how much I tell him, he still thinks he's right, and he's going to still keep being toxic anyway. So what is the point? All it does is it makes me upset. He's probably over there like, I don't care. This is the way I am.
No,
and I'm over here just like raging.
That's the thing, though, is I feel like we, anyone can look at our league names and know that Jack is tilted and Josh is in. You know, because it takes a lot to really get me flustered. But at the same time, I still get flustered. Like, people say stuff to me and I don't like it or I don't appreciate it. Now, I can normally shake a lot of stuff off, especially I mean, it's depending on how the game's going. What's crazy is the worst that I'm doing, like when I feel like I'm making a lot of mistakes and a person is just flat out calling me out on my mistakes, mm-hmm. is when I get angrier. If I'm doing everything right and I'm playing good and someone starts trash talking me, then I can brush it off like nothing because I'm like, this guy's full of shit. I'm playing like a god right now. You know,
they live off your reaction. Like the best reactions I get is when someone's like, huh, have you never played this game before? And then I'll type, you know, I haven't played in a while, but I'll try to do better. Thanks. And like, yeah.
No, that's honestly, that is like, there is no coming back from being nice. Like when somebody's toxic to you and you're just nice back to them, they literally have like, they're just like,
they're nothing.
Well, you suck. And you're like, yeah, I know. I haven't played in a while. Like I know I'm playing pretty bad. I'm sorry. And they're like, well,
it's okay.
You should just stop playing. And you're like, no, I think I should probably like practice, you know, I should probably keep playing and practice to get better. And they're like, and you can just like hear them just self-destructing.
Well, I mean, I think we just figured out how to end online toxicity.
That's it. All right.
It can work with everything. Facebook, Instagram. Yeah. That's literally all you have to say. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
the thing is it's not just, you know, the niceness. It's the simple honesty, you know, and truth in the niceness. We're going like, yeah, I messed up because maybe I haven't played the game in a while. I'm a little bit rusty. My bad. You know, I'll try to do better next time. Like people being able to admit fault, to be able to say, hey, I made a mistake. You know, having forgiveness on people. Like that person just being able to go, you know, you made a mistake. All right, you know, I can let it slide and stuff like that. And just mm-hmm. being able to move past some of the just complete trash. Because there are definitely cases out there that it does not matter what you do. Those people just need to be muted or chat banned or whatever. And generally speaking, that ends up happening to them because every source out there at this point, I think, has some type of you know, chat ban or timeout or something like that for the real big cases of it. But other than
I don't think it's as effective as it should be, you know, going back to like blackout or something like that. And I know you said that, you know, you've never been affected by like any toxicity in a game like that, where, you know, we're playing a game where it's you really only play with your friends. You don't get to hear the other people or see what they, but then you have the chat and you just like look at the chat and the chat just full of, you know, all kinds of stuff, racial slurs and homophobic references and all kinds of stuff. And those, it's just every lobby. They don't get banned.
Well, and the links that people go to sneak in terrible things.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, if I do this symbol, it kind of looks like that. So I can put that in there and that will skip by.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, but I don't have to actually say it.
It's like why? Like you put that much effort into it to figure out how to be that kind of special mean to somebody.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to transition into that because that's a perfect, that's exactly what I'm trying to like push from the gaming into, you know, just online in general, as in, you know, like, again, it goes back to you being anonymous. Whenever you get on your computer, you can become anonymous. You have a screen name, your social mm-hmm. media can be a different name. You never have to be really you. So you don't have any, you know, there is no consequences or there is no need to even follow, you know, a moral compass or any moral code because there's no actual, like, you know, anything negative that's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead. So let me ask you guys this. So what is, you know, whether it be video games, social media, like what is the one thing that like you can't help not be toxic from? Like, you know, as I said, like if someone's being mean to me in League, I can be nice. You know, I normally just be mm-hmm. nice and let them go on their way. I might, you know, shit talk them, you know, to myself, but I won't say anything to them. But one of the things that I can't stand that I have to react to is, for instance, whenever you play a battleground and you have a good fight with someone, you know, the fight goes on for like a couple minutes or so. And then, you know, you have them on the ropes, you're doing good. And then you're like, good game. And then they come up and they start dancing on your corpse. That's the kind of toxicity I can't stand. Like, I'm like, why you gotta ruin it with that? And then like you'll have someone on the ropes, like you'll kill them, and then they'll like be revived by a teammate, they'll shoot you, and then they'll start dancing on your body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
no, that's the passive aggressive. You know,
to me, that's good, clean fun. Like, what? As far as, oh, no, because I mean, compared to that's just plain old fun sporting trash talk. Is
what
all
are
that
you talking
see,
about?
See, no, I don't think that is.
I mean, because dancing on a corpse or teabagging in a video game compared to telling someone that, you know, you wish their family was dead or AIDS or cancer or anything like that, I think there is a
teabagging is the original toxic. That Halo 1 toxic.
100%
yes,
agree.
That was the only thing that you could do.
No, you still had voice chat back then. And no, I 100% agree that it's definitely different, but it's a completely different type of toxic.
Yeah.
And that'd be like saying, like, well, you know, shooting somebody and stabbing somebody. I mean, you know, you have more chance of living if you get stabbed. So it's not quite as bad. I mean, no, they're still bad. It's still,
I don't know.
It's still
to me
toxic.
Like that's just on the toxicity level. Teabagging or dancing on a corpse in a video game is like a one.
Hold on. All right. So you're telling me. So Josh is sitting here telling us, guys, you know, I'm not really that toxic all the time. You know, someone says something bad to me, I'll be on my way. You know, my name is Josh's Zen. We'll go into blackout. He starts shooting up people and dancing.
Hitting the emotes. No, and that's the thing is that like I think what it actually goes back to is sportsmanship in games, right? There's a reason in pro sports that after they win or lose, they have to go shake hands. Because no matter how hard they fought, no matter how much they hate the other team, no matter how much they're rivals, at the end of the game, they have to respect the fact that the other team won.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to walk down the line and go, you're trash. You're trash. You're trash. You're more trash. You're trash too.
Yeah. So
you're trash.
So shoving your scrotums in one's face is not considered a healthy sportsmanlike conduct there, Josh.
100% agree.
I'm not saying it's 100% healthy or anything. I'm just saying as on the level, I think if we're looking at all online toxicity, not just gaming. I mean, maybe if you're looking at gaming, because there's only a few things you could do. You can do online emotes or teabagging or dancing, you could type something to somebody or you can verbally say something to somebody. Those are basically your only options there. But the levels at which the kind of thing, I mean, we're not talking about like dancing on a corpse isn't a racial slur. Like I said, it's nothing against someone's family. It's not about dying or anything like that. That when you're talking about the levels of like offensive stuff that you could do to somebody, like to me, that I think is kind of how else can you have fun banter with somebody in a game like that? Like, you know,
but that's not banter though. Like what I'm trying to say is like, what do you think that person's reaction is? Cause whenever it happens to me, I fume.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the idea. That's why they do it.
Yeah, like that, but that's being toxic. That's the same reason why someone, you know, tells Jack that he's garbage is to make him fume.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I think that's why I said, I think that we've moved away in games because, you know, it caters to all different generations and everybody can play. It can be so toxic because there's just no sportsmanship. Very rarely will like you be in a fight and then whether you win or lose the fight, the other person will say, well played. Or like, nice try. You know what I mean? It's always like, GG, easy, or question mark, or, you know, just the random, like,
easy.
It's the super, the super, like,
easy.
Subtle.
Just throwing that little jab in at the end. Oh,
yeah,
no, that's
super
worse than dancing on a corpse.
That's the same. In my opinion, that's the same. But what I was trying to get at, though, is that, you know, spreading this out, spreading the topic of being toxic into the real world. So not only, you know, have your anonymous, but like Luch, you said, like, what's one thing that you can't help but be toxic? I cannot help myself on the road when I'm driving. I absolutely cannot help myself with how stupid people are when they're behind the wheel of a vehicle. I can't. I will not stand for it. I will beep. I will use hand gestures. I will use hand signals. I will pull up next to you and wind my window down and ask you if you just got your driver's license that morning. Like, it doesn't matter.
So it does not matter to me. Lens technology.
And you know what? And you know why? And I'll tell you why. Because people think like, oh, well, you know, that guy just cut you off. Like, he's just driving like an idiot. Like, let him go. The problem is that those people, the people that can't drive, that make stupid decisions, that drive like idiots, get people killed.
Yeah.
They drive around every day causing accidents, causing damage, causing loss of life, causing major injuries, and they just do it and get away with it because everybody's like, just let him go. He doesn't. And because, oh, what if he has a gun? What if he gets out of his car? And like all of those things are reasons why people don't want confrontation.
I mean, I would just, you know, the fact of in a game of League, has anyone ever trash talked you to the point where you're like, yeah, you're making sense now? You know, like, no, like when people attack us, you know, aggressively or shout at us that we're stupid or that we made a mistake, like, I don't know if that ever really fixes the problem. Like, you know, in any kind of scenario, I mean, I completely understand what you're saying that, you know, when you're driving a car, it's dangerous business that, you know,
it's dangerous.
People can die, you know, if someone's being dumb or makes a mistake or something, but there still has to be a way that we can communicate and get our points across without.
I always start off nice. If I ever talk to somebody, I always start off nice. And then I just wait for them to take it.
A little bit. You're always a little bit when you start out.
but then I just wait and see how they respond. And then if they try to, like, you know, take it back at me, then that's where,
Jack,
you know.
See, Jack's pretty tall. So he'll look down at you and talk to you. You know, and be like, so what made you think you had the right to do that? I mean, you know, if it was me, I probably would have done things a smarter way.
Yeah, no, that's 100%.
But so this is a question to Nicole real quick, Jack. Is she there in the passenger seat just with like her head down and like her hands cupped?
Does she go
along with you?
No, absolutely. If I ever like, if somebody ever does something stupid and I beep at them or like, you know,
yeah,
you know, whatever, she'll be like, no, just let them go.
And then that just makes Jack
that
even
just
more,
makes me more angry. No.
So me about my toxicity. So like, I don't tell people my toxicity. Like, you guys have probably heard me, but I'll never type or tell someone anything, but I'll rage. Like, you can even ask my wife. I rage. I'm not toxic, but I rage. I will sit in my chair and scream, be like, mother, how dare you kill me? This is bull crap. You know, I'm pissed. I'm like, you know, almost punching my screen, but I'll never say anything to them.
Yeah.
I'll always just sit in my chair and be toxic by myself and slam my desk or in my car. Like, if someone pulls out by me, I'll sit there and yell next to Jamie, just, oh my God. Yeah. But I won't say anything.
You won't ever look at them.
I'll just sit there. I probably look insane, just bouncing in my car, like.
Yeah, no.
Well,
yeah.
So I'm curious. I mean, because we could go on all night just giving different examples of times that we've been, you know, mad at a video game or anything like that. And I mean, we talked about the fact. I mean, just starting the episode off talking about, you know, Modern Warfare 2 10 years ago. And what it sounded like in a lobby, and it sounds pretty much the exact same now. Here we are 10 years later. The only thing is, I feel like the voices have almost gotten younger because you have younger kids getting on doing it.
I don't know, like, but I think the range has expanded
where you have younger and older now, because I'm 10 years older still playing video games, and like, I mean, my kids, I don't ever let them on voice.
The toxic players are like from the ages of like 10 to like, you know, 17. I don't hear too many.
100% no.
I think the voice chat ones are 10 to 40 to 55
maybe even.
Maybe the like, typing it does ones, not but matter. I've never heard a 40-year-old rage in the chat.
Oh yeah, look it up, dude. Man. Go on YouTube.
Look at us.
I've never heard you guys verbally say anything to anyone.
You've never played like multiplayer Call of Duty in an open lobby with me either.
Yeah.
The same thing stands, right? Like, you know how like I'm like super cool, like super fine until like one person says one thing, you know? Mm-hmm. That's me in you know, in any sort of online game, if they're you know, if we can hear the other team, I'll be cool. We'll be playing. Everything will be great. As soon as somebody says something negative or derogatory towards me or towards like my teammates or my friends, done. They're done. Yeah. It's just like, okay, you just put up the open season sign. I'll look at their profile. I will like look at their match history. I'll look at their actual, like, you know, their gamer tag. I'll see if they have any social media accounts connected. Whatever I need. Like,
the police, way too much information here. You need to keep some stuff in your back pocket.
And then Josh is over here, as that he won't do any of that. He'll just, the only thing he'll do is hunt that one person for the entire match and make sure he dances or emotes on their body every single time.
I'm telling you.
But I mean, I feel like everybody's guilty of that. Because if somebody does that to me, I'll do that back.
Yeah. I mean, my main point with bringing that stuff up, and my question is here we are 10 years later. You know, it's probably been longer than that for, you know, since this stuff started. But the only kind of changes that we've seen in video games have been quicker ways to, I mean, at least looking at, you know, Call of Duty or League, it's been the quicker ways to mute people. You know, League, I feel like, has tried to do some things, whether or not any of it's really succeeded. Like, they have, you know, the ways to honor people, the different ways to report people that they've made adjustments to, the fact that you could not only mute people, but mute pings or mute emotes.
Yeah, but the thing is,
you know,
that,
and that kind of stuff, but has anything really changed the behavior or helped with the behavior of people compared to...
No. You can report after a game. Like, you can report people after a game, but that's only after the game. Like, they can't moderate hundreds of thousands of games during it to kick people who are, and you can't kick them anyways, because normally the people they replace you with are a lot.
Yeah, very few times where you actually feel any sort of, like, you know, you'll get that notification like the player has been banned.
Oh, that feels so good.
Yeah, but like, they don't tell you who it is.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
They don't tell you who it is. They don't tell you, like, why.
I feel great when I get that.
See, the difference between you and I on that, Jack, is I report a certain number of people. So when I get the message, I'm like, oh, cool, that guy I reported is that Josh. No. They're sitting there. All right.
I report everybody.
Reported. Report.
Yes.
No, I have not. It takes a good amount for me to report somebody. But no, I mean, so what do you feel like, you know, gaming companies, I guess, the ones that are making these, because everything now, I mean, Fortnite, PUB, you know, Call of Duty, Lee, everything is, you know, with people. Like, back when we started playing video games, it was all solo type things. Now that we have the internet, everyone plays online together. Like, how do we fix this behavior? Is there anything that the gaming companies can do, or is this something that we just as humans have to learn to figure out our shit and stop being so mean?
No. I mean, there is, okay, let's get one thing straight. Whether it's gaming, whether it's social media, whether it's just person to person, I mean, look at the world. There is never ever going to be a time when humanity as a whole is like, wow, we're pretty shitty. we treat each other really poorly. Never, ever. It's not going to happen. There's the nature of humans is to build and destroy. Whether that's physical or mental or emotional, it doesn't matter. People, that's just the way humans are. Gaming wise, yes, 100%. Tell me what the benefit of having an all chat or an all voice comm. Tell me one benefit.
No idea.
Benefits the toxicity.
I'm never in any of them. I immediately mute them. Or if it's just typing ones, like, I'm generally on my phone. I got two computer screens, so I'm working on the other screen while I'm loading, you know, I'm in the lobby or whatever. Like, I don't ever see or hear any of that stuff.
I'll pose that question to anybody that's listening that wants to answer me. Tell me one benefit of having an open voice or text communications between competitive teams in an online game. Now, this goes back to what you said, Josh, about like friendly trash talk, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you're talking about a sport, basketball, football, hockey, baseball, whatever it might be, where you can see the other team, you're interacting with each other, your words have consequences. I tell you what, if you trash talk somebody when you're playing baseball, you best believe that pitcher is going to throw that 90 mile an hour fastball either right at your head or right next to it. You know, there are consequences for saying things to people in real life. Online, games, there isn't, right? We already talked about that. There really isn't a consequence to being, you know, a toxic asshole. There just there isn't. So there is not one benefit of being able to trash talk the other team or talk to them. There is not one positive. Yes. Not one upside. Now, you could say, okay, well, you could tell the other team, good game, great job.
No.
Okay. No, that's not a positive. It doesn't happen enough.
I wouldn't make that argument whatsoever. I mean, because I agree with you 100%. But at the same time, my whole thing is it's like, does just taking the ability away from people, does that do anything like to actually change who these people are? I mean, because like, yes. You still have these people that are sitting behind the computer. It's like, okay, I took away this person's ability to talk. Does that mean I'm not a shitty person anymore?
It's no, like, no, it doesn't. Because you know, like, that's the thing, though, is that they're a shitty person before they get in the game, right? That's just the way that they are. So my point is that you take the ability away. There, I'll tell you from, you know, the times that I have been upset or angry at somebody, mm-hmm. there is nothing more infuriating than typing to somebody or talking to somebody and them not responding. There's nothing more infuriating. Because you know that they see it or you know that they hear it and they're just choosing to ignore you, that's even worse. So if that person is going to be that way anyway, imagine them not having an outlet for it. They're literally going to fume themselves, right? They're going to get so angry in and of themselves that they're going to go, you know, put a hole through their own wall. And that only affects them. Not me, not anybody else.
Yeah, and I mean, and that, you know, kind of also, I guess, makes me think about the fact that negativity breeds more negativity. That having, you know, that I could be sitting here having a good old time, you know, good day, and then one person says something shitty to me, and now I'm on the shit train, and so I throw it on someone else who now throws, and it just spirals out of control there. That, yeah, I mean, taking people's ability to communicate in that kind of, you know, way.
I'm under the impression that if you take it away and basically what it does is like, so you have this open flame and the open flame needs oxygen to keep burning and you take the oxygen away, the flame is still there, but eventually slowly the oxygen runs out and the flame goes out. They have no way to vent their frustration verbally or, you know, through typing. So then eventually something bad happens and it's just like, oh well, you know, you're playing like when I play Hearthstone, mm-hmm. right, and I'm playing against some random person around the world, there's no chat, I can't do anything other than like hit the little like wow and great and well played, like that's all you can say, and so you can't be toxic by doing that, right? So that's the only thing you can say back and forth, and maybe you get screwed over, maybe the hand that you're dealt is like super terrible against theirs, or like the, you know, they just have a really good deck that they're using and you lose, and like you could be super mad, but that's it, it's over, mm-hmm. and then you move on to the next game if you want to keep playing, or you're like, this game sucks, and you stop playing.
But
that it never goes anywhere further. Like I can, if I had a chat on the other hand, and I could go in there and be like, you stupid son of a blah, blah, blah. You bought all the cards in your pack. You pay to win, stupid, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And it's like that all of a sudden, now I have an outlet to go full, you know, ham at this person that I have no idea who they are, but they take it away. And I, that's it. I'm just stewing in my own head for a minute.
My argument though, is because, or at least let me kind of understand where you're coming from is, I mean, because you're talking about, you know, all chat in general, chat, you know, against opposing teams. I would say 99% of the trash talk that I get in league is from my own teammates, you know?
Yes. Yes. But again,
and that's just league itself, you know, not counting. I mean, like, I'm sure Call of Duty is the exact same way when you're playing. I mean, because we always play, you know, on the same team with each other that we don't ever hear anybody else. And the ones that I have done when I've done squads with like voice comms and stuff, everyone's actually been really cool. But, you know, it seems to be more where it's like, you'd almost have to take away just every bit of communication between people other than if you want to communicate with somebody, you have to get on a third party program like Discord. And so you're voluntarily getting into a chat room with somebody or giving them non-toxic emotes, like,
well, with what you're saying. That's the thing. That's why in a game like League, there's pings, right? There, if they would just add a few different pings more, which mm-hmm. they have, they've added a lot recently. There's like the vision ones and, you know, different things. And so, like, if you have those, I make the same argument. Yeah. I make the same argument for the chat because there's nothing that you can say that you can't ping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you can go into detail, but at the end of the day, like, ultimately, all you're going to be doing is just telling somebody why they're wrong and why they did something wrong. And all that does is take you out of the game that you're playing, and you could be focusing on making up for that mistake, whether it's yours or theirs. And so being able to type, even if it's to your own team, is unnecessary, 100%. Yes. So I would argue that any form of typing, like actual text communication in a game, is unnecessary and unneeded, and you can't give me a positive for it. And then secondly, I 100% agree that if you are playing a game where it does require communication, you know, you
get into use a third party thing voluntarily,
like Discord. And then if you know, whatever reason you're playing and, you know, the people are in there, they're playing together, or maybe they're going to be mean, it's a simple leave the channel and you're no longer, you can't hear them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Or, you know, cause, and that's something that I think companies could really look at doing and doing big on is having, so let's say we get into a league match and there's, you know, there's you and me, and then we got three other people on there for all of us to be able to easily choose to join a voice channel or something like that, to be able to talk to each other if we want to, not do it if we don't want to. I mean, cause like right now, like if I were to play a game of League and someone wanted me to join it, like it's enough of a hassle that I don't do that. I don't like that.
I think it's pretty easy now with the voice chat in there. And
I mean, they have their own voice chat kind of built into it that you can choose to do and stuff. But like you said, having a third party thing, I think the thing that may be more difficult, which I mean, I don't know. I don't play consoles as much anymore. I don't know how third party things, I guess. I mean, you have your Xbox Live party that you can create outside.
Sure. Yeah. You can do private parties. Right? You can do. Okay. Yeah.
I never play.
And that's the thing is that, like, I honestly, when it comes down to it, so open lobbies, mm-hmm. just like open lobbies where like you join and everybody's in there, you know, whether it's like Battlegrounds or whether it was Call of Duty, it's super toxic because everybody's just in there thrown in together. But when you actually choose to go in a party, like I invite you to a party and you join, mm-hmm. there's a lot less chance of somebody being rude.
Oh yeah.
Like even whenever I get like, and I play League and I've been invited to all the different Discords and I played games with other people that I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like they could be absolutely terrible. They could be the teammate that I would just like flame up and down the walls. Mm-hmm. But if I'm in Discord with them, I'm never going to be toxic towards them. I'm never going to be actually rude.
It's definitely a different story.
It's a lot more personal, right? Like they can hear me and I'm not the kind of person that just wants to be like, I'm not rude by nature. I'm not mean by nature. So, you know, if I just met you, I'm not going to be rude to you. I don't know how good you are at the game. I don't care. It's a game. But like, if it's that anonymous factor again, like as soon as somebody says something negative to me and I'm anonymous, boom, I'm going to let you have it because mm-hmm. I don't know you. I don't care about you. And so to answer your question, I think that I don't think you can give me a positive, positive reason for having chat.
Toxicity in online games with let's give a summary. So the main thing is delete all forms of typing or voice chat in game between anybody. Just get rid of that. If you're going to communicate with anyone, you can use emote type things,
emotes, like, pings,
you know, with Call of Duty it's got, you know, some great ones. You can earn people just sit around and dance. That's perfectly fine. You want to do that, you could do help me. You could do like a fun little, the game has a built-in taunt, which
actually taunt people.
That's a nice little easy thing. If you want to communicate with somebody, you have to use a third party type thing to be able to get it out there and communicate. I think that would really clean up a whole bunch of stuff because I agree with the fact that, you know, the oxygen, you know, fuels the fire, and you have negativity breeds negativity, that all that kind of stuff, it gets in there all together. And if people want to just make general group chats and they go hop in there and they create their toxic little ball of crap, like, more power to you. You go do that in your own separate place. And
yeah, and if you happen to join in there, if you happen to get in there, you can leave. You can like you can exit. You know what I mean? So it gives you a lot more options. I mean, if think about the actual chat, you know what I mean? If you're in there and you're like, oh well, I have to mute, you know, the chat or get rid of it completely. Mm-hmm. But then like maybe you can't hear somebody like giving you good feedback or like giving you props. So like you muting the whole thing, you actually lose out on that good experience. So having an actual option to, you know, go into a voice chat.
No, I like that. So how do you fix the rest of the internet?
That's actually what I was just about to say. Like, so I mean that's gaming, right? So you can do away with the toxicity as far as like being involved in it, and just by doing that, they give people less options, right? Is what you summarize. You just give the people the option to be toxic. I mean, everybody's still always going to find ways. You know, they'll add you after the game, they'll send you a message, whatever it might be. They'll still find ways to do it, but I think it cuts down on the opportunity tremendously, and I think it makes overall the experience a lot more pleasant. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the rest of the internet, though, I mean, unless we actually pass laws to where your words, like say you can't get, like, how about this? You can't get a social media account unless you register it to your actual name, driver's license. Mm-hmm. Like, think about this. You can't be anonymous. Things that you say and post online can be held accountable. If you insult somebody, if you send somebody a death threat, I mean, think about it. If you go online right now, even if you want to be anonymous, if you go online right now and threaten the president and say like, oh, I'm going to do XYZ to the president, or I'm going to, you know, do this some XYZ, you know, terrorist attack, the FBI knows where you are. They will come to your house. They will visit you. You'll have a nice conversation and they'll see how legitimate the threat was. And if it has any legitimacy, you'll be in jail. That's the way that works, right? Yeah. But as soon as it comes down past like actual threats of violence, they don't really care. It doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like, cause it's just like, oh, that's just words. So until everybody like can only have one social media account and it's registered to their name, their address, their social, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Right. It's just never going to happen, because you can be anonymous and you can call people the worst types of names in the book. You can be anti-Semitic. You can be homophobic. You can be, you know, racist. You can do all this stuff. Why? Because it's a free country.
Oh, yeah.
Because freedom of speech allows you to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would cut down on the amount of trolls tremendously. I mean, like, yeah, that's a super good idea. I mean, because I think right now, like you said, I mean, the punishments and the people finding out that their actions online have consequences is so – it's random and sporadic. We'll see that someone will do something. They'll make a joke or they'll say something that's off color and they'll lose their fucking job over it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, absolutely. Or get banned from something or whatever. And they're like, holy crap, I thought this was the internet. I thought it was like the nest up in the tree and we could just do whatever we wanted. Like, you know, I thought this was my safe space. And then there's other people that seem to get away with just murder online and say horrendous things to people, but it hasn't hit any radar. See, or did press the right button. It depends
on what you say on the internet.
Well, no. It's not even what you say.
Of ridiculous. And like, so somebody could, you know, make fun of a high school kid to the point of where that kid wants to, you know, kill themselves.
Yeah.
But then you got someone who called someone the wrong gender, and then all of a sudden they get fired from their job. And
it depends on the platform, right? Yeah. It depends on like the spread of influence that you have. If somebody famous makes an off color joke, they're in major trouble. Seriously. If somebody you don't know about, because it happens every 2 seconds on the internet, makes an off-color racist joke, that's it. They, you know, they don't lose their job. You know,
God forbid, maybe their job finds a tweet. We have such a ghost town of a social media account that, like, we could sit and go back and forth with the most hateful, terrible things and no one would ever know.
Yeah, nothing's going to ever happen. I mean, you know, worst case scenario for you, maybe, like, somebody gets a hold of your tweets, you know, a year later and, you know, all of a sudden you're not going to be able to sell houses because, like, you start getting this reputation of you're a racist or whatever. Yeah. But, like, you're not going to lose your job. You know, you're not going to be like shamed publicly, that kind of thing. But it, you know, but with great power, you know, great influence comes that responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. But And just to backtrack just a tad, I'm not trying to like downplay freedom of speech. Like, don't get me wrong. Freedom of speech is one of the best things that, you know, that we still are able to hold on to. But there has to be consequences to
an accountability.
Yeah. And maybe like, okay, so maybe not so much consequences per se of like, because again, this goes back to like somebody wants to be racist, right? Mm-hmm. Technically, they don't like they're technically because be like by the Constitution, like they're allowed, right? Like the they have the right to say whatever they want because of freedom of speech. That's like the you have it's a two-sided coin. You have the greatness that we're able to like, you know, say the things that we want and express ourselves and put all the knowledge out there and you know, be ourselves, that kind of thing. But on the other side, like you have the people that are just not good people that are going to use that to, you know, for, you know, negative things. And that is, as long as they're not actually physically hurting somebody or like threatening to hurt somebody, things like that, they can say what they want in their own little, you know, they want to say that, that's fine. But as soon as they like start actually going into the realms of harassing people, right? They're now they're not just saying it into the space, into the ether. They're now directing it towards somebody.
Yeah.
That's something completely different. And I think that if, you know, if this person, you know, Joe Schmo is, you know, throwing racist remarks at Luch online and you don't know who he is, you know, oh yeah, freedom of speech. No, he's actually harassing somebody else. So now it's something different. But if we know who he is, because his social media account is the only one that he can have based on his license and ID, you know, whatever, citizenship,
social or
whatever it might be. Yeah, whatever identification that you use to sign it up for it. Now all of a sudden he has consequences. I know this person, Joe Schmo, I know where he works. I can go to his boss and be like, are you aware of this, that your employee's doing XYZ online? And now, of course, all of these things have huge ramifications, right?
Yes.
This comes into like, oh, well, this is, you know, this is maybe net neutrality. And maybe we're talking about, you know, maybe you're putting too much meter, you know, you're metering too much. I'm just talking about social media. I mean,
people constantly tattletelling on people like, you did this, or you went to this website, or you said this meeting.
Yeah,
it's like,
the bad thing about that is breaking into someone's Facebook account, you know, can be pretty easy these days. So like, I don't know about having your social and your ID just flat out there on your account.
No, but if you had like a global internet number, let's say that's what it was, a global internet number, because I mean, it wouldn't be able to be your social because, you know, then you wouldn't be able to communicate with people in different countries. Yeah. So you'd have to have a number for all 7 billion human beings, you know, like,
you know, guys, just let's go full Black Mirror. Let's just rate people. Let's just rate people right now.
No. And that's the thing. And again, this is obviously, this isn't a end all be all for, you know, solving internet toxicity. I'm just saying like, if people were actually held accountable to what they said, that there was consequences for the things that they said and how they acted, there would be a lot less of these kinds of things. Just bottom line.
Yeah.
If people didn't know that they could get away with saying and doing whatever they wanted, they wouldn't do it. It's just the same reason why like most people don't go 120 miles an hour down the freeway.
Yeah.
Okay. A, it's dangerous. B, if you get a ticket, you can lose your license.
Yeah.
There are consequences to your actions. Some people still do it and some people get away with it, but some people also get caught and lose their license, right? So it's the same idea of, you put the checks and balances there to meter what happens to what people say and do to a certain extent. Again, well, I'm not talking about getting rid of the freedom of speech. Everybody has the right to say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you start directing it towards other people, as soon as it becomes, you know, a directed threat or harassment, like if I drive past Luch and I say, learn how to drive, you idiot. Is that harassment? No. He just made a stupid mistake, or he's driving like an idiot and deserves to be told so. No, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but in Jack's case, that wouldn't be the case. It would he'd pull over, roll down the window, just stare at him for a little bit. So, listen, I'm just going to be a little bit blunt here.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go home. Okay. You need to get a pair of scissors.
All right.
And you just need to take your license, put it in between the scissors, and then just slowly close the scissors until your license is now two pieces.
Yes.
When that happens, take a few years to think about what you've done. And then maybe try again for your license after I've approved it. Here's my email address. So feel free to, send me your progress in driving classes. All right, champ. Okay. Rolls back window.
Yes, I would say champ too. All right, chief. That's good. That was actually pretty accurate, Luch. It's weird.
Yeah.
That was very good. It sounds exactly like something I would say. I thought maybe for a second when you said the scissors, I was going to take the scissors. Make sure you cut the bangs because I think some of your hair is covering your eyes because you clearly can't see where you're going. So I think you need to just get a little trim there and, then maybe you should be good to go. I don't know. As a side note, though, I'm a heavy proponent for people retaking their license every 15 years or something like that.
Taking the driving test?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's an interesting 100%. Debate that we could probably get into at some point. You know, what I think is kind of weird, and I don't know. I mean, I guess the internet and social media has opened up a lot of things that have just presented a whole lot of problems that maybe we just didn't know existed because we never had access to this kind of stuff. But I mean, I just feel like people online are just more ready to jump into a fight than ever before. I mean, because you're not even on Facebook anymore. Like, Facebook is generally it's a person, their name, their face, like a lot about that person. So there's not, I mean, yes, you can make fake accounts on there, but there's not as much, anonymous stuff going on. Like with Twitter, you can have any Twitter handle you want, any picture as your icon and stuff like that. And then just
completely anonymous.
Little thing. I mean, this is like, here's me, here's my wife, my kids, my grandparents, and my, whatever, all on there. It tells what school your kids go to. I mean, so you generally, people put all kinds of public information on there, but we'll still get in fights with people. So, I completely understand what you're talking about. I'm not trying to disagree on the, accountability for words or action. What I just think is weird is that even with people having their own picture and their face and all this information out there, that they're still ready to jump into fights all the time. I mean, I see just constantly people fighting over just dumb stuff that it's like, holy crap. Like, you realize that this person knows where you live. You guys, I mean, I'm in a neighborhood group. For my neighborhood that I live in, we have a group where we can all get in there, and when we have different events that we've been able to notify of it. There was a giant fight in our neighborhood group the other day because someone in the neighborhood called the county sheriffs about where someone had parked their RV on the side of their house. Apparently, you're not allowed to do that in our neighborhood because of HOA regulations. And so, cops came through and wrote up, 10 or 15 different homes for violations. And so these people who had boats or trailers or RVs or something like that parked on their property had to all move. And so that place blew up, and it was like, you have your name, we know your address, all that information's on there. But these people, just because it was online, were fighting like crazy. Yet I could look out my window and not a single person was out in the street going
and they wouldn't.
Hey, but on here, they're like, meet me on the street. No, kick your ass. Yeah. And it's like, well, I'm looking out in the street and no one's leaving their house. They're like, no, you meet me out in the street, bro. It's like,
right. No. They are outside. They're just on their phones walking past each other. Come on, man.
It's just like, won't be won't me, bro.
Yeah,
It's but that's what's crazy. It's like, what has made people so ready to jump down other people's throats and fight these days?
I mean, again, I think it goes back to what I said. It's like, it's just your human nature. Your human nature is to just always think I'm better than you and you should know it. And, even if it's not true, you still are going to feel that way. If you make a mistake and you're feeling attacked, you're not going to retreat and say, you're right, I made a mistake. You're going to say, you're going to defend yourself. You're going to be like, no, I'm right. This is why,
So in my personal opinion, I kind of think what it is, you know, like right now, you know, if we reverse back 15 years before we had a lot of this technology and stuff like that, you could walk past 100 people at a mall, Walmart, whatever, and you didn't know anything about that person other than maybe if they were wearing a shirt that said something, then you could go, okay, well, I kind of have a little bit of a judgment there, or, you know, like whatever, like you could use your detective skills and figure out a little bit about somebody. We're now, like, as far as online, you post so much personal or opinionated type things that you give people a pretty damn good idea of who you are. And with, you know, I don't know, it seems to be like there's a lot of polarizing ideas of people feeling very one side or the other. I mean, whether it be in politics or sports or whatever, it's, you know, these people are just fighting everybody.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So.
But no, I think that ultimately, there is just not enough. There's not enough consequences to actions, to words, to, you know, to any of that. I mean, I just think that even just like you said, it's a perfect example. Your neighborhood, if people think that Facebook makes them safe so that they can say whatever they want, they would never say half of those things that they say to the neighbor's face if they saw them, you know, in their yard. They're driving by, they would, you know, half of the people would never stop and get out and be like, I can't believe you would go to the police, blah, 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 blah. You know, half of them wouldn't.
Or if they did, cops would probably get called and there would be consequences for it.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Domestic disputes, and then you got trespassing and like all the other kind of things. So they either were like, oh, well, I can hide behind my computer screen. And then, so they'll say something and then neighbor down the street will like that comment. So then he's feeling even more empowered. So then he's like, ah, I'm going to keep going because everybody else is liking what I'm saying. And it's like you give each other a false platform to go off on. And at the end of the day, nobody gets, you know, nobody gets told that what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that, and ultimately that fuels a lot of like my reactions. And I know that it's like, you know, okay, what's the right thing to do? The right thing to do is to let that person act the way that they're acting because they're wrong and let it go. That's the right thing to do. That's like the Zen thing to do, right?
Yeah.
My point of view is like, this person is acting in a way that is not right, and they need to be told, because if I don't tell them, they're just going to keep getting away with it. So whether it's them driving, whether it's, you know, in a game, whether it's online, whether it, you know, whatever it might be, you know, if somebody throws trash, I'm the kind of person that, like, if I see somebody throw trash out of their car and we're at a stoplight, you best believe my car goes in park. I will get out and I will give it back to them.
Because if nobody does that,
like if they just do that, they're going to do that all the time. No consequences until the random one time that maybe the cop sees them and then they get in trouble maybe for littering. But it's not going to happen. 9 times out of 10, these people, they'll just throw their trash out of the car and that's it. Whether it's a cigarette, but I mean, even golfing, you have golfers you know, golf is supposed to be a refined sport. You know, people that, you know, have a little bit more money, they're playing the sport for the most part. But you'd be appalled at the way that some people play this sport treat the courses that they play on, that they pay to play on.
Whether it's throwing trash around,
their cigarette butts, whether they're driving the carts up on the green and messing up the grass, like all kinds of stuff. And it's like the people have no respect because they have no consequences for the things that they do. And that's just unfortunately the bottom line.
Yeah. No, I agree. Cause I mean, I think that this transcends the internet or anything, that people just need to, you know, for one, hold themselves more accountable to things. Have some freaking pride in yourself and some pride in, you know, what you're doing, your community. Like, I mean, I follow some different, you know, hunters that I've heard on the Rogan podcast. I follow them on, you know, Instagram or whatever, and they'll be out hunting in places that are completely remote, that there's no, you know, very few other people can ever make it out there. And then they're finding just bags of trash and just stuff that was just left out there. And they're like, we're in the middle of the wilderness. Why are you doing things like this? Like, you out of anybody should be able to appreciate this. I mean, like what you're saying with golfers, it's like, this is your golf course. You're golfing on it. Like, why are you trashing your own place? Like, it's like throwing trash in your own home on the floor. Yeah, like, literally. Come on, you know? That kind of stuff. People just need to start taking better care of, you know, their community, their neighbors, their all that kind of stuff. It's making me sick, man. I'm getting angry. So I want to go
Yell
at people.
So in conclusion, right, what is the answer, right? So we've talked about all this toxicity, and the final boss of this is this toxic cloud, right? The final boss of level 18 is this toxic cloud that hangs over us as a species, as humanity. It just hangs over us, and no matter where you go, whether it's your job, whether it's your personal life, your hobbies, you run into people, and maybe you're one of them. Like I said, I have toxic traits, and I think the first step is recognizing them. And again, we know we talked about how to get rid of your toxicity in gaming. Maybe this is my, you know, how you quit smoking and we held you accountable. Maybe this is you. This is my chance to be held accountable to get rid of any form of chat so that I don't have the opportunity to have those.
I mean, that's the thing. Moments, like, when do you play games that you're not on Discord with us anyways? Like, there's no reason for us to ever have chat in any game on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's exactly my point. So maybe this is my chance.
Yeah. Let's do it. If you're listening to this podcast right now, we challenge you.
Get rid of your chats. Yeah. Stop communicating in games if you're playing games. Communicate with your friends. Have a better time. You know, I get so angry that I don't end up having a good time when I play. Yeah. And that's the whole point of gaming as a hobby, is so that you can relax and have a good time. And I found in recent months, I've had more fun playing solo games, playing Spider-Man, playing God of War, playing Until Dawn, like Last of Us, all of these games that aren't online. I've had way more fun playing them because I don't have to deal with people's bullshit.
Yeah.
And that sucks because I love playing. I love competition. I love playing sports, like all of that stuff. Right. So that ultimately, I think that this is the line in the sand for me as far as chats go. But
yeah,
my question again, back to the final boss, what do we do as a society, as a species, to be better in general?
I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, I feel like saying, you know, being nice to each other is kind of a
cliche.
That'll never happen. People have more respect for each other during war times.
In some way, I mean, yeah, it would really help to have an alien invasion to kind of bring the whole human race together to fight one common enemy.
That's probably what we need. We need aliens to finally recognize that the human race is one thing and that we're all friends.
Aliens, if you're listening, on behalf of the Bonus Level Podcast, we invite you to be on level 19 to be our final boss, to challenge us as a species so that we can join together to rise up and defeat you.
And you know what the final boss was for this episode, guys? No, it wasn't. It is Jack's silent toxic typing.
That has just been crushed. I'm taking a vow of silence.
I like it.
No more toxic typing. I'm going to get rid of chat completely.
Before it's like a horror movie, right? Like Jack's the killer in the movie, and then the one thing you hear before he gets you is
that's oh, yeah. the Jaws theme.
And then the hammer just slaps just down.
Dick. Yeah.
100%.
I don't know. I mean, I would love for people to try to, you know, not make judgments so soon just based off of, you know, the little that they do know about other people, to sometimes also put yourselves in other people's shoes or to try to see things from other people's perspectives a little bit more. You know, I mean, if you really just take a couple of minutes and just think about the fact that you are one person who has a tremendous amount of stuff going on in your life. I mean, even if you're a boring person, you probably still, if you think about it, have stuff going on. There's work, you have family stuff, there's relationship things, there are, you know, shows that you like or shows that you don't like, and, you know, music that you like, whatever. There's different things going on. Like, your head is not just completely silent day in, day out. There's a life that you are living. And there are 7 billion other people doing the same exact thing. Like, cut some people some slack sometimes. Like, you know, not everyone's out there just trying to be, you know, mean to everyone and just make everyone else have a shitty day. Just sometimes that stuff carries over to other people, that showing one act of kindness can get carried over to, you know, someone else, or I don't know. But I think just taking a step back and taking a breath and not jumping down someone's throat as fast as you may want to would change a lot of things, maybe.
Small act of kindness. Okay. Kindness goes a long way. Can make somebody's day. It can make somebody remember, you know, that they're happy, that they have things to be thankful for, and a lot of things like that. So, I mean, I definitely think it's a challenge to yourself, as well as, you know, trying to see good in other people. Mm-hmm. We always be like, all right, so what's it going to take to change? Well, a change comes from you first, right?
Yeah.
You can't always put the blame on other people. And I think that ultimately, like I said, it's never going to, as a species, we're never going to change, you know, as a whole. But I think that we can change our own spheres of influence.
Oh, hell yeah. No, it definitely starts with us first. We've got to cut a lot of that stuff. And I know, I mean, I did not realize how toxic I was dancing on people's graves.
Well, like, now you know.
I did not think that it was that bad.
You are the most toxic one here, Josh.
I want to apologize to people. This is going to be hard for me to cut out. But I promise from this day forward that unless you are a good friend of mine and you realize that it's in good fun, I won't teabag your body when I kill you.
All right. You know what the most, just rewrite real quick before I wrap, you know what the most toxic thing that I do is?
What's that?
The question mark ping in League of Legends.
Oh my God.
I love that one.
You do. Even to us, you do that to us.
It's the most passive aggressive thing that I can do without saying a word.
No. And it's like, I'm not very good at League, right? So when I mess up, like, as a new person, and I just see these question marks go in front of me, I start freaking out and start looking for something, thinking what's going on, but I don't know that it's Jack being toxic.
That's funny.
Actually, really, really quick, that actually happened to me today. Mm-hmm. So in the one game I was playing, this person kept dying over and over again, and finally he dies for no reason. Like, we're just in a wrong place, wrong time. And I hadn't said anything to him up until that point. And I go, question mark over his dead body. And mm-hmm. he goes, who's MIA? Which the question mark is like enemies are missing. And he goes, who's MIA? And all I said was you. And he came back. He like took a second. He came back and he was like, only use that if enemies are missing.
That's so crazy.
Who's missing?
That's funny. I love it.
Yeah, but so I'm going to stop that though. I have to stop if I want to make any change. I got to stop.
Change starts with us.
You guys will definitely stop. I believe it. Uh huh.
Change starts with us.
You sound super sarcastic.
I am super sarcastic.
No, it's going to happen. I'm actually disabling the chats and the games. Mm-hmm. I don't need them. There's no reason.
Jack, all it does is just feed it. Any.
It's just work reports, guys.
Yeah, work reports.
Jack's going to make a second account just to...
Nah. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode on toxicity. And maybe, just maybe, we've challenged you to be a better person. People. To not be, you know, not take those toxic steps or toxic traits and you know, choose to be kind. Or to not say anything at all is always a better option. Also, learn how to drive, because you're making it very hard for me. That's all I'm saying. Anyways,
can't say anything nice. Don't say anything at all. Come on.
from all of us at the Bonus Level Podcast, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good week.
Hey, guys.
Later, taters.